This is the voice of One Witness Radio Program, and I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy. Mom's away, Chipper will play. We're glad you're joining us. I hope you've been tuning in all week, and if you haven't, shame on you. Do some push-ups or something, because you should have been listening. No, I'm just kidding you. Hey, we've been talking about war. It's war. From a different perspective, yes, we're the triumphant church, but we don't need to get soft. We don't need to be that. God has told me to teach on getting your warring mentality back. One of the Hebrew words for champion is warrior, and that is in us, and to fight this good fight of faith, and to win, because there are weapons formed against us, and we shall prosper. We talked about yesterday and ended off where Joshua just took over for Moses, in Joshua 1, 10 through 18. And Joshua's going into his first battle, Israel's first battle. And it's very interesting because he has this speech, we're going in to take the land. Because you got to remember what the Lord just told him beforehand. He said, Joshua, be strong and courageous. Joshua, be strong and very courageous. Joshua, be strong. Did I not command you, Joshua? So he had to get Joshua back up to believing to be not a weak individual, not a wimpy individual. God could not use a wimp to lead Israel into this battle and win. Moses was not a wimp. But you know what? Right before Oral left, Jesus told Oral, one of our generals, he said, hey, the church is in a wimpy, weak state. Well, we don't have this warring mentality. You're strong, brave, and loyal. Strong in the word, the Bible tells us to be. Now, so back to Joshua 1. Here Joshua has this speech, and he says, I want all the mighty men of valor to help me. You get armed up and we're going to get it. Now, in the sages' Jewish commentary, the rabbis commented on this, and they said apparently Joshua did not ask for all the men of fighting age, because this would account for an apparent discrepancy. According to the census in Numbers 26, there were over 100,000 fighters he had in three tribes, but he only took 40,000 to participate in this battle. He left 60,000 wimps at home who were qualified to fight. And I think about this sometimes. What if God, and I shared this last time, what if God said to your pastor, hey, tomorrow you're going to have to fight Satan himself. Now, I'm not talking about any low-level devil. Satan himself is going to show up at your church and bring your mighty men and women. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, no pastor is going to bring everybody in his church, because they're not all ready. They're not at this warring mentality stage yet. They're not where they need to be. Neither was Joshua. God had to get him back there. You're strong and courageous. You're strong and courageous. I command you. And then meditate on this thing day and night, and finally got back to that inner warrior in him. But no pastor's going to take everyone in his congregation, because he knows they're not ready, and he loves you so much. He's not going to want you to go out there and get killed, and some daughter or son is without a mom or a dad or something. He's going to take the warriors, man. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some grandmas and grandpas out there on the front lines. That's the ones the pastors are going to take. He's going to take those ones that come every Sunday night, every special meetings. They come to the early morning prayer. He's going to take them. That's who he's going to take, because that's your warriors right there. Now, all of us need to get back to this stage. Now, God also showed me this great, he said, if you want to know where the church, the state they're in, he said they're in the Gideon state of the first, which we need to be in Gideon part two. Now in Gideon, in Judges 6, it says the Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord. The Midianites attacked for 7 years. The Israelites were cursed, fled, lived in caves, fear for their lives. The Midianites destroyed everything, food, even the food for their livestock. The enemy came in by hordes. They were like locusts. There were so many of them, they couldn't even count them. They're surrounded. So think about this. They're surrounded. And their enemies destroying everything in their path to them. All of a sudden, God sends an angel to Gideon. And here's what he says to him. The Lord is with you, Gideon. That should have been enough right there. You mighty man of valor. Now, if you know anything about those words in Hebrew, it means warrior. It means champion. But watch Gideon's reaction. And this tells you that he does not have a warring mentality. He is in a wimpy state, because he answers with questions. And that's what I'm trying to address here to the church. We have to stop questioning God And why is this happening to good people? Why is this happening to me? Why is this, these things are happening around me and to me? That is not a warrior mentality. A warrior mentality is get on the, you know there's an enemy. You know he's with a different agenda and you get on attack. You get into word. You get into prayer. You get into confession. You know what to do. Don't sit around asking why. No army man does that. No military man does that in battle, in the heat of battle. They don't sit there and go, why is he shooting me? I'm in my foxhole. What? No, because he's the enemy. That's that. Now watch Gideon's reaction. Here God tells him, he didn't say you wimp. He still sees the warrior in him. That's what I love about God. You may not be a warrior feeling or acting right now or living, but God still sees you as a mighty man or woman of valor. Now watch his reaction. Hopefully this is not ours, but a lot of the church is. He says, I'm with you in this battle, Gideon, you mighty man of valor. Now watch this. Here it comes. Go read it for yourself in Judges 6. Here he comes. Ready? Why have you befallen us, God? That's a question. Here's the second one. Where are all the miracles our fathers told us about, if you are God? Look at all this. Look at this reaction. Why have you forsaken us? Why have you delivered us to our enemies, if you are God? That is not a warrior response. And he needs to go to war. He's at war. He's getting ready to die. And then he goes back saying, you got the wrong dude, man. I'm the weakest of the weak. But the Lord still sees the warrior in him. And when Gideon finally understands all this, the momentum begins to shift in his life. People who are listening, listen to me. I've been a coach for years. It's time for the momentum to shift in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in your finances, in your health. It's time for the momentum to shift, because when momentum shifts, all of a sudden the game changes, and all of a sudden the team that thought that they couldn't win now has a look of faith, and they're jumping up and down knowing they're going to win. It's time for that to happen to you. And here's where the momentum shifted in Gideon. When it clicked and he knew that he was being a wimp and he understood that God is on his side, it said in verse 34, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. And we all know that's the anointing. I loved what it said in the Amplified. It said, and the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon and totally took possession of him. Who is the Spirit of the Lord? Oh, the Holy Spirit. Are you kidding me? The anointing, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the true warrior. All of a sudden, tag, the Holy Ghost is in. You talk about muscles flexing. It's a whole new ball game, and the momentum is getting ready to shift. Now, all of a sudden, Gideon has this knowing and a different walk about him, and he has a warring mentality. Let's take it, God. You're on my side. Are you kidding me? Now, we remember his first reaction. What was it? Who? What? God, you've befallen us. Why did you betray us? Where's all the miracles our fathers told us about? Why did you forsake us? Why did you deliver us? No more questions. Now watch the different mentality here. God comes to him the second time and he says, Gideon, you have too many. And Gideon says, what do you want me to do? Now that's the warrior. See, if he still had the wimpy mentality, he would have said, but too many? I don't have very much. There's millions of them out there. No, he now has the Holy Spirit in him, and he knows that he's got that warrior mentality, and he says, Lord, what do you want? Yes, sir, God, what do you want me to do? That's where we need to be right now, not question anything. What do you want me to do, God? Get more in the Word. You want me to confess, wake up early, seek you more. That's what I'm going to do. And then God says, you got too many. Now go ask how many are afraid. So he goes and asks how many are afraid, and he asked 32,000 of them, and 22,000 wimps raised their hands. 22,000 wimps raised their hands. He's got 10,000 left. So he's getting ready to go battle with 10,000. And God says, wait a minute, Gideon, you still got too many. What do you want me to do, sir? Yes, sir. What do you want me to do? I want you to go down and have them get a drink of water, and you'll tell this and tell that. And we can all, you know, decipher that. And, you know, the ones who drank didn't go to their hands and knees and had that warrior mentality, take those. Well, he gets down to 300. He's down to 300. I truly believe, now this is me personally, that if God would have said at this particular time, oh, Gideon, just forget the 300. You just go yourself. You and me, we'll take them. I believe with all my heart Gideon would have done it. But you got to understand, this is the same guy who said, what? No, question one, question two. Maybe you've been one of these that's questioned all your life. It's time for that inner warrior to rise up out of you. God put it in you to win and fight. Amen? So they go out 300 and they kill 120,000. That's 300 per man. Can you imagine the pregame speech? He just said, now listen, I need all of you guys to kill about, no, that's 400 per man. I'm sorry. I need all of you guys to kill about 400 per man. Can you do that? Hoo-ha! Yes, sir. I mean, can you just imagine that? And then one guy yelling, that's pretty good odds with the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go get them now. And so they go out there, and that's not even all. The rest of them fled. They killed 120,000 with 300. I'm going to tell you something, and if you read the rest of that, it says Gideon and his family and his people lived in peace and a long life for the rest of their life. And that's the good life. That's the good life. And you know what? Jesus talked about the good life. He said, the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come. Now think about this. If you ever wondered why Jesus married these two statements together in the same time, didn't even take a breath in the same breath, he says the thief comes to steal. He's giving you, what the thief is going to do. Now watch this. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have the good life, that you may have it more abundantly. I'm going to tell you right now why he said this and he married these two together. He says, listen, there is a good life, and I'm here and I've given it to you, but you better be ready to fight for it because it's being opposed. There is a thief. He is an enemy with a different agenda because it is war. Abundant life doesn't just roll in on a tray. It's opposed. You're going to have to fight for it. There's something is set against us. We are at war. This is not Eden. This is not Mayberry. It's not Seinfeld or Survivor. It's a combat zone, a violent clash of kingdoms. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but you were born in a world at war. You will live in all your days in a great battle involving all the forces of heaven and hell played out on earth. And where do you think the opposition comes from? The thief, Satan. But if we read the Bible, anybody can see the whole central theme of God's activity is war. Hap started with Exodus, and it's gone all through the Bible. We all know this. Deborah goes to war, Gideon, King David, Elijah. And it's not just in the Old Testament. Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace on earth, but a sword. Now, if you want to know more about this, write us. And we got a message called It's War. But we're also having a youth rally. We're going to teach the youth this, and they're going to take back their schools and take back their communities and their families, and you need to get yours to it now. Get your youth group to it. Call us, Champions for Christ, 1-800-972-3447. It's 1-800-972-3447. Or get a hold of us at www.champions4christ, championsforchrist.org, and you'll find out more about this 10th annual youth rally. We're excited that you've been listening, and this is Chip Brim, and for Billy Brim, my mom, saying shalom, and it is war.